Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Beitza Chafav. We begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Bechor Shenafal Abar, it's Yom Tov, and a Bechor, firstborn kosher animal, falls into a pit. You're concerned that it might die down there. Now, even nowadays, a Bechor, if it is a tam, an unblemished animal, cannot be eaten. It's a carbon. You must wait until it gets a mum. But not just an ordinary mum, it has to be a mum kavua, a permanent blemish. So we have the Bechor in the bur, he'd like to get it out of the bur. What is he meant to do? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yered Mumcha, he should have an expert go down into the bur of Yira to examine the animal to confirm whether or not it has a mum. Im yesh boi mum, if it is determined that there is a permanent mum on this Bechor, which case you can be shechet it and eat it on Yom Tov, yala b'yishchet. He can take it out and do shechita on Yom Tov. Rashi points out that the expert will have to ascertain that this mum present on the animal now was really there from before Yom Tov, because let's remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds of muktzah, the broad application of muktzah. Anything unprepared for Yom Tov use is considered off limits. So in order to have this animal mutter on Yom Tov, there needed to be a mum before Yom Tov, which in turn prepares the animal for Yom Tov use. So the expert will go down, the Chacham will descend into the bar, take a close look. If he finds that it has a mum which was there before Yom Tov, he will take it out and be shechet. Vim la, but otherwise, lo yishchet, he can't do shechita. So Rabbi Yehuda holds of muktzah. On the other hand, he doesn't seem to have any concern with a Chacham going down and doing the examination and issuing his verdict on Yom Tov itself. In contrast to Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol she'ein mumoy nikar mibayid yayim, unless this mum was discernible and determined to be a mum kavua before Yom Tov, meaning it was examined before Yom Tov, and a psak was issued to the fact that this animal is now mutar, unless you do that, ein zeh menamuchan, it's not ready, it's not roi for Yom Tov use. Why? Let's take a look at Rashi. Six lines from the top of the Amid. Says Rashi, ein zeh menamuchan. Why? Lav mishum muktze asole, not because it's muktze, though lastly muktze, Rav Shimon does not hold of this broad application of muktze. Just because you didn't anticipate its Yom Tov use, just because you didn't prepare it for Yom Tov use, that doesn't make it muktzah. As long as the animal, as long as the chayfas, the object, can serve you in some capacity. So that's not the concern. What then is the concern, says Rashi? Ela fisha matira bi Yom Tov. Because when you are matir, the bechor on Yom Tov itself, nirkim esakin, it looks like you're fixing the animal, davli kedon din, it looks like you're issuing a verdict, a psak din, you set up court on Yom Tov, you cannot do a bezdin judgment on Yom Tov. The gazer b'mishum shvus, we know the rabban don't allow it on Yom Tov, because it might lead to actually recording the verdicts, to doing ksiva. So just as you can set up a bezdin and issue a psak halacha via a bezdin on Yom Tov, likewise an expert can approach a bechor, examine it, and determine that it's mutter due to the fact that it has a mum. Or Rav Shimon meant to say is, ein hata rasei heter. You can't be mata this animal, it doesn't work. Ve'ein emuchan lehechsher, and it's not going to be roi l'achila. Asks the Chafetz Chaim in Mishneh Berurah, why is this different than going to a Rav and asking him a shayla on Yom Tov, which is certainly mutter? Says the Chafetz Chaim, when you go to a Rav, he's basically applying previously known concepts and facts to the current situation. As opposed to a chacham being matir a bechor, that works differently. Chazal disallowed the use of a bechor unless an expert, a chacham, determines that it has a mum kavur. So it's not just a question of applying facts and revealing previously known information. He is actually generating a heter. He's crafting, he's fashioning a heter on Yom Tov. That's like the bezdin issuing a psak halacha, which is a result, a product of their analysis and their shikul hadas. It's their own creation, and that can't be done on Yom Tov, as opposed to just approaching a rav for a psak halacha and have him apply a previously known halacha to this specific situation. That's not called matir biyomtiv and like a done din, and that certainly is not a concern. So in conclusion, we have Rabbi Yehuda, we have Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a concept of muktzah, meaning something unprepared for yomtiv use would be a concern. So as long as this mum was here before yomtiv, it's been designated for yomtiv use. On the other hand, to examine an animal on yomtiv, that's not a concern. That's not called being matir, that's not like a bezdin, no problem. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, muktzah is not a concern. What is a concern? To actually issue this verdict on Yom Tov, that would be awesome. Continues the Gemara. But my kemiflegi, what's the point of the machlekas here? Inei, shall we say, beroyin mume kemiflegi? It's a general question. Can we examine a mum on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda sava beroyin mume on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's allowed. Rabbi Shimon sava ein royin mume on Yom Tov. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds it's not allowed. If that's the point of machlekas, why discuss a pchayer and a pit? Why don't they discuss a general question? Could we examine a pchayer and Yom Tov? Why this exotic description? Answers the Gemara, b'chayer shenafal b'ar tzrichle. There's an added chiddush in this case of the pchayer that fell into the pit. Saka de dechamina, perhaps I would think. Mishum tsar b'alechayim. On account of the discomfort that the animal is experiencing in the bar, tzar balachayim, la'arim v'liske, perhaps we should allow him to pretend and bring him out on the assumption that he'll find a mum. So although he doesn't know that there's a mum, perhaps we should allow him to bring him out to avoid tzar balachayim, ki Rabbi Yeshua, similar to Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, where oisiv espinoi, a mother animal and a child fell into a bar, says Rabbi Yeshua, you can take out one of them, pretending to prepare for shechita, and then sort of change your mind and take out the next one. And then you have a decision, you have a choice. You can choose this one, you can shech this one, even though you know you can't do both. We can employ a haroma, a pretense, to bring out both of them. Perhaps here as well. We should allow him to take the bur out of the pchur out of the bur. On the chance that you'll find a mum, Kamashbal and the Chiddush says, no, you cannot do that. You see, in the case of Rabbi Yeshua, both animals independently are mutter. You can't do Oysa and Benoit together. But each one separately, each one independently is mutter. So take them both out, then you have the option of choosing each one. Here, you must make sure this Bechor will be Roy for Shechita. You can't just pull them out on the assumption that it'll have a mum. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You can only bring him out if he has a mum. Then Ya'alav Yishchayt can extract him and shecht him. Ihachit says the more, if that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We continue, we say, well, if there's no mum, don't be shechet. Vimlav lo yishchayt. If the chiddush is directed at extraction, that's the chiddush. Only if you find the mum, you can take him out. Otherwise, you have to leave him down there. Ihachit, if that's the case, lo yishchayt. Instead of saying, if you don't find the mum, you can't do shechita. Of course he can't do shechita. Lo ya'alav yishchat miboyle. The mission should have added, don't take him out and be shechet him. That's the ikar chiddush here, despite the fact that there's tzar balachayim taking place. Why does the Mishnah leave that out? Right? The Mishnah says like this, on the top line of the Yom. Im yosh boy mum, if you find the mum, ya'alav yishchat. You can take him out and be shechet him, but you can't do that otherwise. Even though he's in a pit. Vimlav, you don't find a mum, lo yishchat, you can't do shechita. Mishnah should have said, you can't take him out and be shechet him. That's the ikar chiddush. You have to leave him down there. Says the Gemara, lo yitzricha. We must be speaking about a case, the avar va'aski. The next part of the Mishnah, which says, vimlav lo yishchat, is speaking, he transgressed, he pulled the pchor out of the bar. The avar va'aski. So he's outside. Sakada dechamina, now perhaps there would be room to think, lishchatay, once he's out, do the shechita, k'mash melon. That's the chiddush haMishnah. No, even though he's outside already, you cannot do shechita. L'shechita, yes, Gemara. What are you thinking? Be shechet a b'chor who has no mum? Votamu, he's an unblemished Bechor is meant to be used as a carbon. Why do you even, how could you contemplate Shechita in this case? Says the Gemara, Tzricha d'nafal b'emuma. Oh, apparently we're speaking that a mum did develop in the Bechor. So he pulled it out, and suddenly he sees a mum came about. And the Chiddush is, well, you can't do Shechita in this case. Why? Because who asked you to take him out? You did an Isser by taking him out. We don't allow you to do Shechita. Continues the Gemara and asks, Vamuktzu, why would you even think to allow Shechita on account of a mum which developed today? We're speaking according to Shechita's Rabbi Yehuda. It was unprepared for Yom Tov use. That's not a Chiddush. Of course it's us. Ella, rather, was speaking in the following case. What happened was, you noticed a temporary mum in this Bechor before Yom Tov. And now on Yom Tov, you see it developed into a permanent mum, which allows it to be shechted. And what happened was, he pulled it out of the bur. Before it got that, before the mum developed further into mum kavur. So he did an issa by pulling it out. Ma'adotema, perhaps I would think, in this case, there's no mukta concern. The dietilia, his mind is on this animal. He sees it's developing into a permanent mum. Vinishchatein, perhaps that would allow shechita kamash shabon. The chiddush is no, because he pulled it out be isser. And since he pulled it out be isser, we don't allow shechita. So bottom line is, Rabbi the holds of mukta. Rab Shimon does not. Again, what does mukta mean in this context? According to Rabbi Yehuda, has to be prepared for Yom Tov use. If you want to be mata due to a mum, the mum had to be there going into Yom Tov. According to Rab Shimon, that's not necessary. Even a mum developed on Yom Tov itself would be mutter. On the other hand, Rab Shimon is machmer. You can't examine, you can't generate a heter on a bechor ba mum on Yom Tov. It's like doing a din Torah, which is awesome. Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned with examination. Now we're going to have a third shita who's not concerned about muktzah nor about checking a mum on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbanan Bechor Tam Shnafal Abar. You have a Bechor unblemished in a bar. It's Yom Tov. What do you do? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Aymer. Very simple. Yered Mum Chavir. Let an expert go down, take a close look. Im Yesh Boy Mum Yalaf. If he finds a mum even developed today, bring him out. Because you'll have to check for a moment. Don't equate it with a din Torah. And even if it's a fresh mum, that's okay. As long as the animal is roi l'shchita l'achila, it's mutter. We don't need it to be designated for this purpose before Yom Tov. So he's mater on all accounts. We don't apply muktzah. We don't prevent examinations. If he doesn't find a mum, you can't do shechita. I'm not concerned with examining a bechor in Yom Tov. Didn't they, those in the previous generation, referring back to the Mishnah, Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, Rab Shimon bar Yochai, didn't they say that you're not allowed to check a bechor in Yom Tov? Hari Amru ain't roin mumen be Yom Tov. You can't go ahead and do this on Yom Tov. And now the Brice will proceed to provide us with a few steps, various variations of Bechor examinations on Yom Tov. Three levels. In one case, it's Mutar L'chatchila. In one case, it's Asr, even B'di'evet, even after the fact, you can't have the animal. And in the middle case, it's Asr L'chatchila, but B'di'evet, it's Mutar. Let's start with this one, Ketzad. Noilad by Mum Erev Yom Tov. Suppose the animal developed a mum before Yom Tov, a mum kavua, but you hadn't really confirmed its permanence before Yom Tov. Ein mevakrin oisa b'Yom Tov, you can't check it on Yom Tov. It's like doing a din Torah. So again, we're following Shitas Rav Shimon here. You can't be mevakir a mum on Yom Tov. But if this happened before Yom Tov, it's not as bad as if it happened on Yom Tov. Rashi explains, since it already had that mum before Yom Tov, it's close, pretty close to getting its heter. So again, lechatchila, you can't examine it on Yom Tov, but b'di'evet it would be mutter. Next case, which is more severe, higher ranking, noilad b'yom b'yom tov. If it developed its mum only on Yom Tov, that's even worse. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Zeh Menamuchen, that's unprepared, meaning it's not right, it's not mutter, you're not allowed to check it. Even if you do, it's aser. In this case, you're really creating something. It's mum only arrived on Yom Tov. You're being matur on Yom Tov. It's mesakne legamre. It's totally creating and generating a new heter. That's also even b'diavad. So in the first case, the mum came about yesterday. You checked it today on Yom Tov. You can't do that l'chatchila, but b'diavad it's okay. The next case, the mum itself came about on Yom Tov, and you checked it on Yom Tov. That's also even b'diavad. Here comes the third case, where it's mut even l'chatchila, v'shav, and all agree. All meaning, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Shem neilad hu umum imay. Suppose it was born on Yom Tov with its mum. It was a natural mum. It's missing a leg. Shezem and amuchen. It's fully okay. It's fully prepared. It's mut l'chatchila. Why? Because it wasn't really aser. It was born beheter. So it doesn't need a chacham to come generate a heter on. So although the Chacham has to confirm that it has a mum, but he didn't really create, he didn't really generate a heter. It was born in this manner. It's mutter according to all shittas. So I have three levels. A mum developed yesterday. You can't examine it on Yom Tov, but b'diavad it's okay. The mum came about today, even b'diavad would be us. If it was born together with the mum, then it's mutter even l'chatchil. Dorash Rabba Barafuna. So he taught as follows. Noilad hu umuma imoy. If the mum came about during birth, so it's a natural blemish, mevakrin oisei biyata l'chatchil. As we just said, you can even inspect it on Yom Tov l'chatchil, no concerns. Amli Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Abba, my father Tani taught in the Braisa that it's not mutal l'chatchil. Im avar bikra mevukar. In this case, where it was a natural blemish, but yeah, but if he examined it on Yom Tov, mevukar, it works, it's kosher. Va'at amres mevakron oisei l'chatchila, and you suggest that you can do it even l'chatchila? That can't be. My father clearly says it's only mutter b'diavad. Amar Abaye, kavasei de rabba barafuna mistaver. I'm going to back Rabba's shita. That what? That if an animal was born with a mum, it's a naturally occurring mum, and the Dayana was sitting right there and confirmed it as such, it's mut even l'chatchila. How do I know this is the correct halacha? V'diktani tlos abavi. Because in the Braisa that we just mentioned, we have three sections. First we had Noilad boy mum me'erv Yom Tov, right? It was a mum generated before Yom Tov. Eimer v'aknoi se'l b'yom tov l'chatchila. Eimer v'aknoi se'l b'yom tov, sorry. You can't check it on Yom Tov. What does that sound like? It's only preferred. L'chatchila. L'chatchila u'dilla. You shouldn't check it l'chatchila because bottom line is you are issuing a verdict on Yom Tov. Don't do it. Ha di'evet shaper dami. But we imply from here, but the evidence works. As Rashi explained for us in the Maral, because you aren't matter so much. The mum was already there before Yom Tov. It was already halfway there. The item was prepared for heter. It just came and confirmed it. So you shouldn't do it, but the evidence works. That's the first case of the Braisa. The Braisa continues. Noilad be mum be Yom Tov. If the mum only developed on Yom Tov itself, here it's more severe. Reb Shimon Omer Ein Zeh Menamuchan. You can't have it. Dafilu di'evad namilo. Even with di'evad it doesn't work. Because it came about on Yom Tov, your matur on Yom Tov, that's us. That's the second case. Right? In the first case, the mum came about yesterday. That's only us l'chatchil. It came about today, us even with di'evad. V'adar tani. And then we have the third halach in the Braisa. V'shav, and all agree. Shem neilad hu umum ha'imun. Shem menamuchan. If it was born together with its mum, it's prepared, it's muchan, it's mutter. What does that sound like? Afilu chatchila nami. You can approach the animal even l'chatchila and go and eat it. No problem. It can be matured even l'chatchila. Because otherwise, why would the Braisa split these three cases into three different categories? It sounds like we're speaking about different levels of halacha. Mum coming about yesterday is also l'chatchila. Developing today is us even b'diavad. Born together with the mum, and the verdict came about during birth, that's mut even l'chatchil. Here we go, that's a right to Rabba Rav Huna. Then this last case, it's mut even l'chatchil. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? V'hoki asa Rav Oisha. When Rav Oisha came, also he came v'aisi masnisa biyada, and he brought along a brisa, which indicates otherwise. Indicates that in this scenario where the mum came about during birth, it's only mutar b'diavad, not l'chatchila. Bein shenolad by mum erev yamtiv. Whether in a case where the mum developed before yamtiv, and the verdict was issued on yamtiv, or bein shenolad by mum b'yamtiv, or whether the mum was developed on yamtiv itself. Chacham Imrim, ein zeh mina muchan, chacham meaning in this case it's Reb Shimon, hold that it's aser, ein zeh mina muchan meaning even b'diavad it's aser. You know, a lot of check for mumen, it's us even b'diavad. Oh. So according to this version of this halacha, according to Rav Oishia's edition of this brisa, there are no three levels. He paired together yesterday's mum with today's mum. In both cases, he says, asur b'diavad. So now, we lost our raya. Because if both these cases are asur b'diavad, perhaps the next case, which is mutter, noilad hu umuma imay, born simultaneous with the mum, although it's mutter, but who says it's mutter l'chatchila? You have no right that it's mutter l'chatchila. Maybe it's mutter b'diavad. We have three cases. Right? Mum developed yesterday, developed today, is also even b'diavad. You can't go ahead and create a heter on Yom Tov. Then we have the next case. The mum was noticed upon birth. That's not as severe, because it was born beheter, not really generating a heter. I understand, but who says it's mutter l'chatchila? Maybe that's also problematic somewhat. It's mutter b'diavad. You see, in the previous price, meaning in the previous version of that price, we had three levels, three halachis, we proved that neulad hu umum imo is mutter l'chatchila. Because otherwise, why would the price split them into three categories? Apparently we're speaking about three levels of severity, three types of halachas. Yesterday's mum, muta b'diavad. Today's mum, aser b'diavad. And then all agree that if it was born with a mum, it's mutter, apparently mutter l'chatchila. Otherwise, why separate it from the other two cases? Apparently we're speaking about three different halachas. But according to Rav Oishia's brisa, we don't have that raya any longer. Because he paired together, he bundled together yesterday's mum with today's mum, both cases, asur b'diavad. So what's the next level? The next halacha? Born with a mum is mutter, but maybe mutter only b'diavad. Asur l'chatchila mutter b'diavad. It's the next level. It's been downgraded one step. Instead of asur b'diavad, it's mutter b'diavad. You have no raya. You no longer have that proof. That will be mutter l'chatchila. Ve'lekash yahach. But now you can have a kasha from that price, where it seemed pretty clear that we have three different cases, three different categories, three different halachis. One is as l'chatchil, yesterday's mum. One is as even b'diavad, today's mum. And the third case, noilad hu umum imoy, apparently is mutter l'chatchila. Hahi adabar uchmi. That other brisa was authored, was learned by adabar uchmi, the meshabish v'tani. He has a track record of learning with inaccuracies, so it's not an authoritative brisa. So it seems from the conclusion of the Gemara here that even if it's noilad hu umum imoy, it's mutter but only b'diavad. Omar of Nachmar Yitzchak, I'll even prove that to you. Masnis namidek. Our Mishnah seems to indicate as such that what? That when you have an animal that developed a mum yesterday, but it was shown to the Chacham today, it's us even b'diavad. Likewise, a mum that developed today is us even b'diavad. So it's a riot to the most recent brisa. Unlike the first brisa, that a mum developed yesterday would be mutter b'diavad. No, we're going to disprove that from our Mishnah. Ma'asis namidek, the Ketani Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Oimer, kol shein mum nikin b'erev yamtiv. If the mum was not discernible before yamtiv, ein et zeman amuchan, it's us. Now, my ein mumay nikar. What does he mean, ein mumay nikar? Ilay me'esh ein mumay nikar klal. You don't see a mum, there's no mum at all. It wasn't there before Yom Tov. Pshita. Then, Of course it's asa pshita lememer. Is there a need to discuss this? Rashi explains. Remember, Rav Shimon was addressing Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that unless something was prepared before Yom Tov, it's muktz. So when speaking to Rabbi Yehuda, and speaking about a bechor that didn't have a mum yesterday, rather, he developed a mum today on Yom Tov, is there any need? Do you have to say that it's aser? Of course it's aser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muktz. Because coming into Yom Tov, you didn't have a chance of being edible on Yom Tov. Ella, rather, it must be that Rav Shimon was not referring to such a case. Ella d'leis chazel chachem erav Yom Tov. Certainly the animal had a mum, but it wasn't displayed to the chachem yet. To decide imum kavua, imum oiver, whether it's a permanent or temporary mum. So we're speaking about an animal that had a mum, but it wasn't yet shown to the chachem yesterday until Yom Tov. And what does the Mishnah say? Ketani Mias. What does the Mishnah say? Ein zeman amuchen. It's not mutter. Shema mino. What is this a raya to? That even b'di'evit would be aser. Even in the case where the mum was there yesterday. Because you may not bring a b'chur to a chacham an yantav. And that's us even b'di'evit. And that's a raya to the most recent b'raisa presented by Rav Oishia. Then in both cases, whether the mum was developed yesterday or developed today, that would be us even b'di'evit. Which leads us to the conclusion that in the other case where it's mutar, in the case where it was born with the mum, in which case the mum was noticed as it was being born, so there's no concern of his examination of generating heter. In that case, it's less severe. Certainly it's mutar, but it's one step down. Not mutar l'chatchila. Rather, it's only mutar b'di'evit. Okay, so in conclusion, we have three shitas. We have Rabbi Yehuda holds of muktza. What about the isra of checking a b'chur? No concern there. Rabbi Shimon holds there's no muktza when the item is roy, meaning the fact that it was unprepared does not make it muktza. On the other hand, he's machron when it comes to checking a b'chur. And according to the conclusion of the Gemara, whether the mum arrived yesterday or arrived on Yom Tov itself, the animal is us even b'di'evit. If it was noilad b'mumoy, then it's mutter b'di'evit. We had Rabbi Dan Nasi, who's not concerned about mukta, nor about the prohibition of doing bikur on a b'char on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, boy minei Rav Hillel mirab. Rav Hillel asked Rabbi the following question. Yesh mukta l'chetzi Shabbos, or yein mukta l'chetzi Shabbos? Suppose the mukta status of an item arrives on Shabbos itself. So going into Shabbos, perfectly suitable. Suddenly on Shabbos itself, it becomes unsuitable, becomes mukta. So chatzi Shabbos means that so in the middle of Shabbos, mukta arrived. Yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. So we say that mukta acquisition, that status that arrives in the middle of Shabbos, sticks and stays until the end of Shabbos. Or I ain't mukta l'chetzi Shabbos, even though the mukta status arrives now, but as soon as the reason for the mukta dissipates, the din mukta disappears as well. It doesn't stay on, doesn't linger till the end of Shabbos. Hey chidami, what are we speaking about? Either achsi ben hashmashos. If the item was roi l'achila ben hashmashos, achsi, then it was roi. Then what's the problem? Either loy achsi. If it was not roi ben hashmashos, loy achsi, then it becomes mukta from the beginning of Shabbos throughout the entire Shabbos. Let's go over to Rashi. About 15 lines from the bottom. Sorry, about 18 lines from the bottom. Yesh mukta l'chetzi Shabbos. Mishum chatzi Shabbos. Im hukta b'chetzi. If mukta was applied somewhere in the middle of Shabbos, mi yava mukta l'kuli Shabbos im loy? Does that mukta status stick throughout the entire Shabbos or not? Hey chidami, what are we speaking about? Michti, let's take a look. Stam mukta, what's your typical classic example of mukta? Says Rashi, Haine groigrois vitzimukim, dried figs and raisins. Shemal oisin al masi yapshim. You transport the grapes and the fresh figs up to the roof. to get them sun dried. And he designates them, he sets them aside, he pushes them away from personal use for this purpose, to have them processed into dried items. Now, from when they start drying up, they're no longer edible until they fully dry. Such a typical classic example of something becoming muktzah. Now, v'hochatzi Shabbos duka amris. This chatzi Shabbos that you're speaking about, that the muktzah status arrives on Shabbos, hechem esab kolach. Give me an example of what you're speaking about. Either achsu, so it was roy at the onset of a Shabbos, shenigmar malachta ben hashmosh, it was already fully dried ben hashmosh, when Shabbos arrived, achsu. Then you have no problem, it's mutter. Ve'en kan afilu chatzi Shabbos, b'aktol klal, you have no point in Shabbos. When it was muktzah, so what's the shayla? On the other hand, v'idolay achsu. If during ben hashmoshes they were unfit for consumption, vadei asur, and certainly they're also, you know why? They ain't kanachanim b'yom, because they were not prepared before Shabbos. Umadis lemuktzah, the one that holds a muktzah, hachanim b'yom b'y. Right, the one that holds that has to be prepared for personal use, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah. When does that have to be prepared? Right before Shabbos, for Shabbos use. K'dechsev, as the Pasuk says, some say Rashi is just using the Pasuk as an asmacht, as a support, because perhaps Muktzah is not Minat Torah, but we see from the Pasuk that preparation takes place when? Before the event arrives. Right? So going into Ben HaShemashis, it has to be designated, has to be Roy, it has to be suitable for consumption. So again, if it's Roy Ben HaShemashis, there's no Shiloh. If it's not Roy, you have bona fide Muktzah. That's not Chatzis Shabbos, that's full Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Leitzricha. Apparently, we're speaking in the following case. Da achsi, v'hader itchi. So, going into ben hashmashes, it was not yet rotten. It didn't really dry up. It didn't really shrivel. It was perfectly edible. V'hader itchi. Then, oh, actually, Rashi learns like this. It was achsi. It was fully dried, right? It was fully processed ben hashmashes. You have raisins, dried fig. Then on Shabbos something happened that made them unsuitable. It started raining and they got bloated and swollen and moist and wet and not really roy l'achila. And then somehow the sun came out, dried them back up again. So at one point during Shabbos, this item was not really roy. Beginning of Shabbos was roy. Bin Hashmashis was fine. On Shabbos something happened. And that occurrence made it muktzah temporarily. But then the reason for the muktzah disappeared. So it was achsi, vader itchi, vader achsi. What is the halacha here? Shall we say that once muktzah arrived, it stays? Or it leaves once the reason for the haktsa'a dissipates? So what is the halacha? Amalei, Rabbi responds, yesh muktzah. Once the muktzah is here, it stays. Eisvi, he has the makash. We learned in the Braisa regarding a mum, by a bechor, rishav, and all agree. If the Bukhar presented a mum while it was being born, that's considered roy, prepared for Shabbos or Yom Tov use. Vamai, how does this work? Name it, why don't we say, according to you, once the item attains the muktzah status, it doesn't lose it for the rest of Shabbos. So in this case as well, name it, we should say like this. Hi Bukhar, let's take a look at this animal, this newborn. Mikara, initially while it was still unborn, havachazi agavimi, it was roy to be eaten on account of its mother. You shech the mother, you find the bent pakua inside its mother. So initially it was mutter. It's yaladle, the second it's born, it's a bachar, it's assumed to be a tam, it's asur, unless proven otherwise, itchle, it's considered pushed aside, not roy for use, it's mukts. Achzai l'chacham, then it brings it to the chacham to have a look, who determines that it has a mum, ishtirle. Now it's back mutter. So it started off Shabbos being mutter. It became asur. When it was born, it has a cheskas isser, Rashi says. And then suddenly the chacham comes along as materit. And what do we see? The Braisa says it's mutter. Apparently, we don't apply a muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. Amar Abayi, v'teim some say it was Rav Safra. No, we're speaking that it never got asur in this case. Kigon diyas v'dayani hasam. They were dayanim, they were mumchim, they were paiskim, sitting right there as it was being born, and they saw it being born with a mum, in which case It never had a moment in time where it was asr. It was mutter from the initial moment of birth. There's no mukta at all applied in this case. You have no kasha to our halacha. Ikad amri. There's another version of Rabbah's response to Hillel's shayla whether or not there's a mukta l'chatzis Shabbos. Amalei ein mukta l'chatzis Shabbos. The answer is no. Mukta has to arrive at the beginning of Shabbos. Once Ben Hashmashos passes you by, even if it becomes mukta, as long as the reason for the mukta dissipates, the halacha of mukta dissipates as well. That was his response. Leimam sayele. Perhaps we can prove this concept from this brayis that we just mentioned. Vishav and all agree. Shem neilat umum ayivon. All agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of mukta, agrees that if it was born with a mum, shezem an amuchan it's mut. Let's take a look at this bechor. A bechor mikar avachazag avimay. Initially, while it was still unborn, it was mut on account of its mother. Isyalde, once it's born and presumed to be a tam and aser, itchle, it's been set aside, pushed away from use. It's aser, it's mukta. Echzay lechacham, then he showed it to the chacham, isterle, becomes back mutter. A right to you. Then e mukta lechatzis shabbos. Amar Abai, Abai responds, v'itemer of safra, kigoy diyasvi. Dayani Hassam was speaking that Dayanim were there right as it was being born, in which case it never got a mukta status even for a short moment. Toshma, listen to this kasha on your psak of a mukta l'chitzis Shabbos. The Brisa says, Hoya oichel anavadom. He was having some grapes. V'hoyser, left over some grapes. V'hel and lagag, brought them up to the roof. Lazmem tzimukah, to sun dry them into raisins. V'te'enim, he was in the midst of eating some figs. V'hoyser, and he left some over. V'hel and lagag, lazmem gregers, he brought them up to the rooftop, to sun-dry them into dried figs. He can't have them on Shabbos or Yom Tov unless he prepare them in advance, before Shabbos arrives. He designated them for Shabbos use. The same thing will be applied by farsikin, by chavushin, by shalkum in Paris, with other types of fruits in the same circumstance. Now let's analyze this price. The price which says you can partake as long as you designate. If during Ben Hashmashos these things were roi l'achila, why do you have to designate? It's a plain fruit. If during Ben Hashmashos they were not yet, no longer roi l'achila, they have been partially dried in the process of drying and not really edible, well then designation won't change that. If he designates pebbles and stones, useless items, then hazmana doesn't take effect. How's that going to change the matter? Bichi Tema, perhaps, was speaking. What happened was, he didn't want to trouble himself to go up on the roof. He doesn't know what's going on, Ben Hashmashos. So he wants to cover all bases. He says to himself, you know, if they're roy right now, Ben Hashmashos, I'm going to have them tomorrow. And the chiddush of the braisa is that since there's an uncertainty as to the edibility of these items, unless he's mazman, unless he designates, it's considered mukta. Perhaps that's the point here. It's wavering, it's unclear as to its whether it's roy or not, so he has to have that conscious hazmana to make it muzuman, prepared for Shabbos. Really? Is that necessary? The fact is, it's roy l'achila. You don't need him to be involved. B'amar Rav Kahana, mukta sheyavash. If you set aside some figs, some raisins, up on the rooftop to dry up. And the fact is, they're already dried, completely processed, come Shabbos. Veina bal makirim, but it so happens to be that the owner, not really aware of the fact that they're fully processed, come ben hashmashos. Mutter, you can have them on Shabbos. The fact is, it's mutter. The fact is, it was roy. You don't need him involved. If the item was roy ben hashmashos, then notwithstanding his lack of hazmana, the item is mutter. So that can't be pshat in the braisa. That requires hazmana. So what then is the braisa speaking about? Elalav apparently was speaking in a case like this. He took up some extra grapes, some extra figs, onto his gag for drying. And what happened was, the chazu, they were perfectly edible ben hashmashos. Ve'itchu, and then something happened, they got wet, they got moist, they became unsuitable l'achila. So it became mukta. V'hadar achsu, and then somehow on Shabbos they dried up again, became roi l'achila. The Braisa says the only way you can have it is if you are mazmin mibaydiyim. I had a mind if if they're going to be roy anytime tomorrow, I want to use them tomorrow. And the hazmana works in this case. Okay, if that's the pshat in the Braisa, then we have a kasha on the psak halach of the Gemara, which said that ein muktzah lechatzi Shabbos. That if something occurs on Shabbos to make something muktzah, and then that reason goes away, it falls back to square one. The muktzah doesn't stick. If that's the case, then why does the Braisa require hazmana for such a case? V'yamrus ein muktzah. There's no such a concept of a muktzah lechatzi Shabbos, a partial muktzah. Lamalu hazmana. Why would you have to prepare these items in advance to anticipate this type of chatzi Shabbos muktzah? Okay, elamai yesh muktzah. Okay, so what are you trying to tell me? That apparently there is a concern of muktzah, even if it only arrives during Shabbos, such as in this case where ben hashmash is was roy, and something happened in the middle of Shabbos to make it not roy. That muktzah that arrives then stays until the end of Shabbos. Right? That's a concern. Elamai yesh muktzah. Is that what you mean to say? Well, it's still unexplainable. So what gain is there by preparing these things? Think about it. It's Erev Shabbos. He's saying to himself, you know what? I'm afraid that it might rain tomorrow, and those figs might get wet on Shabbos, become muktzah. So therefore, I'm preempting that. I want to use them as soon as they become ro'i again, as soon as the unsuitability dissipates. Right? That's what he's trying to do. What good is that? It doesn't really have an effect. He's making hazmana before it becomes muktzah, and then the muktzah arrives. That muktzah undoes his hazmana. You see, you can only prepare something in its current state. You can say, I'm going to have this item the way it is. You can't say, well, I'm going to have it after it becomes muktzah, and then muktzah goes away. That's two steps ahead. You can't prepare something that far in advance. It's a different item. It's a different circumstance. So either way, we can't understand the Braisa. We don't really have a pshat. If a muktzah which arrives midday disappears as soon as the reason disappears, then why would he need hazmana? On the other hand, if it sticks and lingers on, hazmana wouldn't work. So we manafshach, we're stuck. Says the more, apparently, we have to learn the Braisa as follows. So Yitzricha must be speaking, the achso v'leachso. What happened was, he had some extra fruit, threw them on the roof. Come in Ashmashes, they were somewhat edible. The achsu v'lo yachsu. They were suitable, but really not 100% suitable. What does that mean? The ika inshi the achli. Some people are fully willing to eat it in this state. The ika inshi the achli. Others don't have an appetite for this type of fruit. So now it's up to him. Asman, if he designates, if he prepares, he says, I'm going to have this. Gali daite. He was megal his das. He demonstrated a will, a das, a willingness to have it the way it is, and it's not muktzah. But if he lacks hazmana, since he didn't express that das, he's willing to have it the way it is, by default, it's considered muktzah. So in any case, there's nothing to do with muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. We're speaking about going into Shabbos in a state of achsi v'lay achsi, somewhat suitable, and therefore you need his explicit hazmana to indicate what he has in mind for this fruit. I'll bring you a raya that ain't muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. If a muktzah arrives on Shabbos and goes away, it goes away, it doesn't stay on. Very simple raya. You pull in v'adoshim. You have a pot full of peas and lentils which are cooking away on Shabbos. Now, the pulim v'adoshim meikara, these beans initially while they were raw, chazalakos, you could have chewed them raw. So, roy lachil. Shadina v'kader, you tossed them into the pot. And it starts cooking away. They've now been set aside and pushed away. They're no longer roi l'achila. It's boiling hot, roast, cooking away. Goma b'shulayim. As soon as they're finished cooking, the chalent's ready. Chazlu. They become roi. And they're mutar l'achila. We don't say, well, since at some point in time during Shabbos it was boiling away and inaccessible, that makes a muktzah for the entire Shabbos. So you have a biggest raya. And a muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Humbly Abaye responds to Rabzera. Why do you go to Pulin Vadoshin? Well, Tamech, according to you, Tish Shalach Kederes Da'alma. Take a look at any pot. Dostam Kederes, typically a pot is Da'alma, Ben Ashmoshes, Roischanin. Typically your pot is boiling during Ben Ashmoshes. We assume you cook it up before Shabbos, and it's still boiling Ben Ashmoshes. And what happens? L'urta, Friday night, Achlinu Minayu. Who doesn't have food cooked from Shabbos into from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, boiling Ben Ashmoshes? What do you mean? It's muktzah. Coming into Shabbos, it was boiling. That's a bona fide muktzah. That's not muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, that's worse. It was muktzah for the entire Shabbos, because when Shabbos arrives, Ben Ashmoshes, it was boiling hot, inaccessible. So why don't you bring a rye from every boiling pot? Oh, must be, it's a different thing. Unrelated to our Shaila. Why? Elo gemari bidi adam. Something which can be completed, whose process can be concluded manually. You have control over the process. Like a boiling pot, if you wish, just take it off the fire and cool it off. Like in a boiling, there was never a question that it's not muktzah. Rashi says, why makatzeli midaitim hitchiyasa? He's not really setting it aside. He's not diverting his mind from it. He knows he's successful. The only wish is he pulls it off the flame and has it. There's no shiloh that's not called muktz. It's different in the case of the pulim v'adoshim as well. You have no riot to our discussion. That's something which can be manually addressed, manually accessed. Kikami boilon. Our question regarding muktz al chishishabas was specifically by Gemari b'dei Shamayim. A scenario which needs Siyata Deshmaya. It needs heavenly assistance to conclude the process. Fruit drying on the roof. You need that sunshine. You need the heat of the Chama. That's not in your hands. You don't know what's going to happen to it. And therefore, in that case, as soon as it becomes unsuitable, becomes wet or whatever it is, it's not right, you have to rely on nature to take care of that. It becomes Mukta. And now we have the Shaila. If that muktzah arrives on Shabbos, so it wasn't there at the onset of Shabbos, rather in the middle of Shabbos, does that stick on? Does that stay till the end of Shabbos? Or does it go away as soon as the item becomes roi? We have two shitas. According to one version, the answer is yes. According to the other version, the answer is no. Okay, so what did we learn today? We learned about a bechor, which needs a mum to be roi for shechita bizman hazeh. So we have like this, we have three shitas. We have two shailas and three shitas. One shaila is regarding the broad application of muktz, which is shitas Rabbi Yehuda, something unprepared for Shabbos Yom Tov use, is considered muktz. Whereas when it comes to checking, is there an issa to check a b'chor? No, there is no issa. Shimon goes the other way. There's no muktz, but you cannot check a b'chor on Yom Tov. Rashi says it's like done din, it's like running a court case. So now we have two levels regarding this halacha. If the mum developed before Yom Tov or developed on Yom Tov, in that case it's usher to check, he's being masakan, he's generally getting a heter, and it's usher even b'diavad. However, if the mum came about while it was being born, and as the Gemara later explains, we have dayanim sitting right there on site to determine that as it's coming out to the world, it's really mutter. That's not considered generating a heter. It's been born with a heter. It's a natural heter. In this case, all lechatchili shouldn't do it, but b'di'evad, that bechor is mutter. Concluded with the shayla of mukta lechatzi Shabbos, and as the Gemara concluded, we're speaking about something which is dependent upon a natural phenomena, such as the heat of the sun. Muktzah status which arrives on Shabbos, do we say that it stays, it sticks around for the rest of Shabbos, or does it go away as soon as the reason for the Muktzah goes away? We have two versions, yes or no. Yesh Muktzah l'Shabbos, and according to the second version, a Muktzah l'Chatzi Shabbos. Much Hatzlacha to you and Kol Tov.